The story was miraculous, an undeniable contemporary miracle. A woman falls from the subway platform onto the track, yet somehow survives three trains passing over her. She manages to find a slight depression between the tracks and presses her body far enough down to prevent the trains from crushing her. On the radio, at 4 a.m. his time, the paramedic tells the story. A story remarkable for the sheer unlikeliness of the faller's survival, but also for the fact that all the participants are Irish. Hearing the accent of the paramedic who is treating her, the victim, a native of Belfast, asks where he's from. Limerick, he replies, and we hear the Limerick in his voice as he tells the story, though he's lived in New York for several years now. The firefighter beside him, as it turns out, is from Dublin. Together, in the midst of this extraordinary event, they register their nationality and smile. On one level, it's a meaningless coincidence. On another, a reminder of the dispersal wreaked by economic circumstances. On another yet, an acknowledgement of the human bond woven by a common origin. Place and language operating inextricably together. Most of the time, place is invisible, so familiar we've forgotten it, hung on a hook at the back of the mind like an old coat. And yet, as soon as we open our mouths, the coat slips back, bright and shiny, and we stand in the world, wherever we happen to be, feeling the familiar shape on our limbs, wondering how exactly we could have forgotten it.